What is... Oh, it's you. Again? You summoned me again? I can't believe this. What were you thinking? Yes, I know you wanted to see me again. That's the problem. I keep telling you. You can't keep summoning me over and over again. What? No! It's not like I don't want to have sex with you. In fact, the time I've spent with you has been incredible. The sex has been amazing, and the way you hold me in your arms and cuddle with me afterwards. I've never felt so... But it has to stop. Do you realize how many times you've summoned me in the past few months? At least a dozen. You can't keep doing this. I keep telling you. Every time you summon a sex demon, you lose a piece of your soul. Well, if you keep summoning me over and over, eventually you'll end up losing the whole thing. Your entire soul. And then, do you know what'll happen? No! No, you don't die and go to hell with me. If that were the case, I'd be okay with you summoning me more often. No. You see, if a human loses their soul, they cease to exist. It's one of those rules that God put in place so that our kind don't get too greedy. We're only allowed to take a piece of your soul while you're alive. If we try and take it all, then it disappears forever. And so do you. Yes, that's exactly right. That's why I'm so concerned. What? No! I mean, it's not like I care about you or anything. It's just that we made a deal. That's right. And I want to make sure I get your soul after you die, so the two of us can be together in hell. And, I mean, you can be with me in hell. And, I mean, you know what I mean. No, you can't just do that. You have to wait until... Well, whenever it's time for you to die. Otherwise, your soul will just disappear as well. Yes, I know you enjoy the time we spend together. Truth is, I do too. Ever since you first summoned me, I've looked forward to being with you again. I've looked forward to seeing your handsome face, to feeling your strong, muscular arms around my slender body, and have that long, fat cock of yours deep inside my cunt. I've never been fucked as long or as deep as when I'm with you, and no human, or demon for that matter, has ever made me come so hard. I don't want this to end. I want to keep fucking you for the rest of your life, but I can't. Until you die, until your time is up, we can't see each other anymore. That is, unless... Huh? Oh... Actually, it's nothing. It's just a crazy thought. Look, Because you summoned me, I'll spend one more night with you. But after this, we have to stop. I know it'll be hard, but we'll see each other again. Eventually. Come on now. Get on the bed. Let this demon work her magic on that exquisite cock of yours. Oh, that's right. Do you like the way my forked tongue wraps around your cock? Do you like how deep I can take it down my throat? Fuck, it's so big. Even I have trouble taking the whole thing. Why don't you grab the back of my head and... What are you doing? Don't stop. Keep going. You don't want to hurt me. That's sweet. But I'm a fucking demon. I can take a lot more abuse than this. Just ravish me. Grab me by the horns and face fuck me until you come down this horny demon's whore throne. Fuck. Oh, fuck, you taste good. I could eat your cum for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every fucking day. Let me clean off your cock, my dear. Oh my, you're still hard for me. I'm always amazed by your stamina. Are you sure you're human? Well, since I'm here anyways, let me get on my back. Come on, get on top of me. Now tell me you want it. Tell me you want to shove this huge, throbbing cock of yours deep in my hot, wet pussy. Tell me you want to fuck this demon until you come inside of her. Do it. Fuck me as hard as you can and don't stop until you're satisfied. Ah! Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, it's so big. Oh, I fucking love it. Oh, I love the way your cock brutalizes my tight little cunt. Oh, you love this, don't you? You love pounding your demon whore and she wraps her legs around your waist. Oh, you love thrusting your man deep inside of her and she moans and screams and begs for more. Please, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't take it. This cock, it does something to me. Yes, like I'm addicted. I just want to keep getting fucked by this massive cock for all eternity. Oh, oh fuck being a demon. Oh, I just want to be yours. Oh, oh, I, oh, 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 fuck. No, fuck. Oh, my God. Before. You aren't supposed to do that. Humans and demons aren't supposed to fall in love. No. I'm not upset. In fact, I couldn't be happier. Why? Because I love you too, silly. And because if we really do love each other, then there might be a way the two of us can be together after all. You see, if a human and a demon love each other, truly, deeply love each other, then there is a way we can be together, both in life and in death. The thing is, for this to work, the two of us would have to share a soul. Specifically, your soul. If you share your soul with me, the two of us can live together as humans. We can spend the rest of our lives together. And then, when it's time for us to die, we can be together in the afterlife as well. We can be with one another every day, living together as husband and wife. Yes, for this to work, you will have to make me your wife. You'd have to marry me. I know it's a lot to think about, and I'm sure you need time to... What are you doing? I can see that you're getting down on one knee. Why are you... Wait! So soon? Don't you want to... Okay, wait. Before you ask me to... Before you ask me that, there is one more thing you should know. If we share a soul, that means we'd be sharing the remaining years you have left alive. Your life would be cut in half and given to me. Now, do you still want to go through with this? Knowing that you'd be giving up half your life. You still want to do it. You don't care how long your life is. As long as you get to spend it with the one you love. Oh. Do it then. Ask me the question. Yes. Yes, I will marry you. I will become your wife. I can't believe this. I've never been so happy in all of my existence. Let's get started. What? Plan a wedding? No, we don't have to do anything so extravagant. It's not like they'd let me within 10 feet of a church anyways. No. For us demons, it's a much simpler affair. Here, take this ring. Now, do you, human, take me, a demon, to be your wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, for all eternity? You do? Thank you. Now, slide the ring on my finger. Now it's my turn. I, a demon, take you, a human, to be my husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, for all eternity. And with this ring, I thee wed. There you go. By the power of our love for one another, we are now husband and wife. Kiss me, my love. I can't believe it. You did it. You actually married me. God, yes, I'm so happy. Now we can be together for all eternity, in life and in death. And speaking of being together, lay down, my husband. It's time for me to perform my wifely duties. Yes, consider this our honeymoon. Fuck. God, your cock feels so good. Sliding up and down on this huge fuck stick of yours. You just sit back and relax, my love. Let me do all the work. Oh, you've already done so much for me already. Oh, you fucked my brains out. You told me you loved me. You even put a ring on my finger and married me. Now it's my turn. My turn to show you what a sweet and obedient wife I can be. Oh, I'm yours, baby. Now and forever. You can do whatever you want with me. Oh, are you gonna come for me? Yeah, do it. Yeah, come inside your demon wife. Claim me on our wedding night. Pump me full of your seed. Mm-hmm.